have a very difficult task to introduce Rashi Cohn. So I think basically I won't introduce him because whatever I say will be insufficient. Rashi Cohn is a dynamite, one of the most amazing Bari Mashpia in America, in the world perhaps. So I'm not going to introduce him. I just want to express my own personal Hakaras HaTov. I've said it numerous times. I probably would not be here. I definitely would not be here without Rabbi Cohn. Rabbi Cohn is one that was mashpia on myself many, many years ago to come to Chofetz Chaim. He learned with me. He was a mentor, a Rebbe of mine. He used to have a tremendous hashpah on me while I was in yeshiva. And it really, I have tremendous hakaras hatov to him. It's a great pleasure and opportunity for us all to gain tremendously from him.
Thank you, Rabbi Lubin. Rabbi Lubin forgot that our relationship goes back further. I was his counselor in Camp Moon many, many years ago. So anyway, but it's really a pleasure to be here. It's amazing to see, haven't been here for a while. It's amazing to see what goes on. And Hashem should help that you should be able to continue to be servil this difficult kufa and to go mechayel el choyel. It's hard to know where to begin. Some say it's good to begin at the beginning. But the truth of the matter is that there's so much, Yahadus is so rich with so much relevance to our lives, so many sources of happiness and fulfillment, and a sense of meaning and purpose, that it's like there's never enough time to be able to talk about everything that we should. But I'd like to spend a few moments on something that I just noticed, actually, I guess it was this Shabbos, in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Parshas Truma, where he talks about the inyan of the Mishkan, making a Mishkan. But before that, he introduces, for the first time in depth, the concept of the Taimei HaMitzvahs, what's behind all of the mitzvahs that we perform, why is it so important, what benefits are we to have from it. And he says something I think is very interesting. I'd like to read you a paragraph. Please bear with me. Da b'ni, he's speaking to his son. It seems it was written as a gift for his bar mitzvah bocher. So he wrote it for his bar mitzvah. Ki kol asher yagia etzel Hashem ba'asoyis b'nei odom kol mitzvah yisof. Everything that Hashem gets from us doing his mitzvahs, einenu rak shechovetz Hashem leheitiv lonu. It's only for one purpose, because he wants to do good for us. He gains nothing from it. There's nothing that we do, that we can do, that can benefit Hashem. Being an Eved Hashem, a servant of Hashem, is not because Hashem needs servants. He can take care of himself. Building a Beis HaMikdosh or a Mishkon, mostly Mikdosh v'shulchan k'b'soichom, is not because Hashem is homeless and he needs a place to live. Bringing korbonos, korboni lachmi, is not because Hashem needs bread for breakfast and dinner, two meals a day, the European plan, I think that is. He doesn't need us for anything. And all the praises that we give him, shachris ve'arvis, morning, afternoon, and night, are not praises at all. In fact, I saw once a moshul from the Vilna Goyin. He says, imagine that the great king would walk into this room, king of the whole country, of the whole continent, of the whole, the world. And you say, welcome king of this space medrash, or whatever it is. It's insulting, it's a beautiful room, it's big, it's a lot of people here, but I'm the king of the Commonwealth of Nations, and you call me the king of the Beis Medrash? Any hasoga that we could have for Hashem's greatness is minuscule, is insulting to him. Any concept that we understand, okay, la godoy, la gibor, la noiro, it's an insult. Because we don't understand, we can't begin to understand his godless. But he allows us to say these things, and he encourages us to say these things because we benefit. We develop more of an appreciation for him. We can become closer to him. And all of the mitzvahs, he says, is only rak shechofetz Hashem leheitiv lonu. Uveyoyso odo mukhshor umukhon ba'asiyas oysen mitzvahs lekabel hatoivo oz yeitiv olov Hashem. And that a person is mukhshor, he's prepared, mukhon, two different types of preparing, he's prepared through the mitzvahs make him mukhon, mukhshor umukhon, through the mitzvahs, lekabel hatoivo, to receive the toivo, oz yeitiv olov Hashem, Hashem will do good for us. Therefore, he taught us the derech toiv, the good way, liyosim toivim, that we should become good. The derech haTorah, and that's the way of the Torah. Kivo yiyeh odom toiv, and the person will become good. Nimsa shekol hamekayim mitzvosov hishlim cheftzoy. Therefore, it comes out that anyone who keeps the mitzvahs is mashlim, is completes Hashem's desire. Ba'asheh uroi oz, he becomes. Worthy then, no, excuse me, he becomes capable again, or his roi is worthy, lekabel toivosa, that he's worthy to be mekabel the toiv. Chol sheinenu meichin atzma, son who doesn't prepare himself, lekach, roosoi rabo, the bad, it's a terrible bad, sheyodea chevetz Hashem bazeh, he knows what Hashem wants, v'hu yase ma'asov keneged chevetzoi. And he does his actions against the chevetz Hashem. It struck me that there's something blatantly missing from this Sefer HaChinuch. We were taught, we all know, Hashem created the world only to be meitiv, only to do chesed. Olam chesed yibone. He has no other interest in this world except to bestow chesed upon us. Again and again and again and again, more in every which way possible. To the slightest degree of anything that means anything to us, that's the Chefetz Hashem. I once was learning with a becoming Baal Tshuva, and the learning took a little bit longer. We went over time, and he asked me if I could give him a ride to the railroad because he had to catch the train. And we passed a stationery store, and he says, oh, could you just stop 1 second? I have to get something inside. I need to work on the train. Fine. Oh, my daughter asked me to get a pen for it, I forgot all about it. Now that you're going in, could you please, fine. So he comes out, and I figured this is a Kodak moment. No, there's no more Kodak. This is a good moment to teach this young, budding Baal Tshuva a lesson. I say, look at that. Look how much Hashem concerns himself with the little things in life. My daughter asked for a pen, I forgot about it. We went overtime. You asked me for a ride. We passed the stationery store. You had to get something. That triggered my memory. Now she got a pen. And he looks at me like almost like pathetically and says, you don't get it, Rabbi. He says, Hashem does not concern himself with little things. To Hashem, whether your daughter has that pen or not is a very big thing. He created the world. He didn't go into my whole drosha, but he created the world just to do chesed. Every single chesed, every little chesed, the most minute chesed, is all part of that oilam chesed yibone. Is all part of the reason that he created the world in the first place. That he wants to be meitiv, that's what it's all about. Fine, that we know. But we've been nurtured, we've been trained, we've been constantly informed that the idea is that we make ourselves into better people, and therefore we're going to be to get schar for becoming better. We're going to be rewarded. And therefore, the chesed that Hashem wants to give us is not just given like tzedakah. You give tzedakah here, you feel a little bit bad receiving tzedakah. The highest form of tzedakah is to give someone a job, because then it's his money. Then he earned it. Then he's not taking from someone else. Then he's not beholden to anybody. So Hashem wants us to earn it. And therefore we earn it, and it gives us reward. It seems from the Sefer HaChinuch that there's something else that's more directly relevant than the earning, and that is the muchon, muchshor, umuchon lekabel hatoiva, that Hashem wants us to be capable of receiving the chesed. He wants us to be able to appreciate the chesed. He wants us to be able to connect to Him so that we can actually feel the greatest chesed. The greatest chesed in the world, David HaMelech is a man who had everything, who experienced everything, both the difficulties of life and the blessings of life. And he said, "V'ani kirvas Elokim li tov." The only thing good in my life, what is good? Closeness to Hashem. That feeling of closeness to Hashem. That feeling of facing the difficulties of life and knowing that I can rely on Hashem to take care of me. That feeling to know how much Hashem loves me. That feeling to know that Hashem is concerned with every single aspect of my life. That He takes care of every little detail. He knows exactly what's going on and He cares. It makes a difference to Him whether I have my pen. It makes a difference to Him whether I have everything that I need. The little, the big, my heart's desires. We say, Yemalei Hashem kol mishaleis libeichem. Why? Because that's what He wants. Because that's why He created the world. Because that's what it's all about. You know, I had recently, I'll get back to the topic. I was speaking to a group, a Koilo Yungalite, and I was talking to them about Ashgocha Protis. And I felt, you know, sometimes you talk to an audience and you have this sense that they're not with you. I'm trying to figure out what kind of a sense I have right now. So I have this sense that they're not with you. And so I said, hey, listen, let me tell you a story, guys. Yeah, it was a Friday morning, the day after Thanksgiving, many years ago when I lived in the San Fernando Valley. And my wife calls me up at 9 o'clock in the morning and she says she doesn't have fish for Shabbos. So I said, well, why don't you buy? She said, I guess I knew the answer. She had no money. Well, neither did I. So what should I do? Happy talking Hashem. Hashem will take care of everything. He always does. 5 minutes later, a young man walks into my office, and his name was Saul Kessler. And he says, and I say to him, where were you yesterday, Saul? It was the Beis Medrash. He was learning the Beis Medrash. He didn't show up. Thanksgiving, you took a day off. What's going on? He says, no, my father was off. And he wanted to take out the boat. They had a boat. And he said, and he was all alone. And I went with him. But look what we brought you. I remember that plastic bag full of fish. Yeah. Bekitzer, some wise guy in the back over there. He was sitting right about over there, like where you were. Yeah, no, don't turn around. You. You're just about where you are over there. This wise guy says to me, but it wasn't gefilte fish. Chochem. Chochem, you know. I'm not going to tell you where this chochem was from, but anyway, gefilte fish. I said, oh, you gefilte fish you want? Let's fast forward a number of years. I'm living in Far Rockaway. I'm walking along Central Avenue at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and my wife calls me up, and guess what? No fish for Shabbos. I say, why don't you buy? I have no money. Neither do I. What do? We've been here and done that before. You know what you got to do. We got to rely on Hashem. Not 2 minutes later, there used to be a delicatessen there called King David. And Mrs. Ross opens the door and says, Rabbi Cohen, please come here. I said, what's up? What's the matter? She says, we just started doing takeout this week. And we have these two big loaves of gefilte fish. We want you to take it home to your wife to see how she likes it. I tell you, Hashem takes care of pens. He takes care of gefilte fish. Takes care of everything. Want to hear another story? How low he goes? I'll tell you how low he goes. He goes lower than this, but this is my lowest. I'm living in the valley. It was 10:30 at night. In the summer, July, August, I don't remember exactly. And my kids, or my oldest daughter, was going to camp, day camp the next day. And she asks her poor father for 75 cents. Don't feel sorry for me. I feel great. I felt great. I had everything. I had a rich father. I had to draw on it whenever I needed it. And the way to draw the password on the account And by the way, it's the password on my accounts today, too, with a little difference. I'm not telling you all the things. It's Bitochen. That was the password. Not telling you how to spell it. There's a couple other things there. It needs a number. It needs a guy, you know. So it can't. And there's not that much money there anyway. It's not worth it. Anyway. But so Bitochen. Because I say, I don't have the money. She says, what should I do? She was like 8 years old. So I say, say Tehillim. She didn't like that piece of advice. So, but she's a good girl. And she opens up the Tehillim together. And her four-year-old or five-year-old sister was saying together with her. Then after a few minutes, she says, I don't get it. I need the money now. Tomorrow morning at 7:30 in the morning, I'm leaving the house. And 75 cents, I need to buy a soda. It's hot in the summer there. What's going to happen? A little kid says something. Well, maybe somebody will give you something will happen. I don't know what she said. She goes to camp. She comes back and tells me the following story. At the Purim Carnival, Purim must have been 4 months before. At the Purim Carnival, a friend of us borrowed 75 cents. And they forgot about it. Never talked a word about it. That morning, the girl wakes up. Obviously, having heard the Tehillim that her friend, who was living 20 miles away, was reciting. And she says, oh yeah, I forgot. I owe the Cohen girl 75 cents. And she brought it to camp. And she comes over to her. She would never have asked her. She didn't remember about it. No, I owe you 75 cents. Hashem cares about everything. That's what he wants. Just to be meitiv. I said here in this Beis Medrash once, that I do remember. And I like it so much that I must repeat it, so please bear with me, those that may have heard it and remember it. The Altam Slabotka says that when it says Hashem is Machadish B'tumei B'chol Yom Tomid Maaseh B'Reishis, that He recreates the world every day, the Altam says He recreates the whole world for each and every individual. Rishoyim Tzadikim alike. For each and every individual, He recreates the whole world every day. Shaila is, where did He get it from? It doesn't say. Where's He get it from? We know what it says. We said this morning in the davening that Hashem is mechadish b'tuv v'b'chol yom tomid maaseh bereishis ko'amur, as it says, which means He's bringing a raya from the pasuk le'oisei oirim gidolim ki lo'olam chasdo. So le'oisei, the mefarshim point out, is a present tense. Hashem is doing it. He's still making the oirim gidolim. Fine, that I get. But what's the raya that He's doing it for each individual? How could that be? Where do you see that? Huh? What do you say? Good question. Where'd the Alta get it from? The Teretz is Rabbi Yisai, it says, Lo'isei oirim gedoilim ki la'oilom chastoi. You know what that means? The same chesed with which Hashem created an entire universe just for one Adam Arishoyim, one man, a whole world created for him. Hashem's chesed is ki la'oilom chastoi. That chesed reigns supreme today as it did with Maaseh Bereishis. And therefore Hashem is recreating the whole world for each and every individual. That must be His raya. Anyway, the chesed Hashem is so not shy. So that's what Hashem wants. But what does He want with the Asiyas HaMitzvahs? The Chinuch seems to emphasize He wants us to be capable of receiving it. Not deserving it. The word roi could be explained two ways. Capable and deserving. But he says, muchon u'muchshor. He says, muchshor u'muchon ba'asiyas ha-mitzvahs lekabel ha-toivo. Oz yeitev I love Hashem. Hashem wants one thing from us. We should be able to receive that toivo. Now you say, what do you mean? I'm ready to receive anything He wants to give me. $100, $1,000, $1 million, $10 million, $100 million. Let's go to a billion today. Today there's a lot of billionaires around. Yeah, I'm ready to receive it. I got big pockets. No, that's only part of the Hatova. The Hatova is the closeness that I get to Hashem. The Hatova is the appreciation of the relationship. If He gives me $1 million, I have $1 million. If I have a connection with Hashem, I have everything. I have everything. If I have bitochen in Hashem, the world is mine. Habitech b'Hashem chesed yisoyvevenu. The pasuk says, Rabbi machoivim l'rosho. Habitech b'Hashem chesed yisoyvevenu. Greater the travails and the suffering that a rosha has to go through, But one who has bitochen Hashem will be surrounded by chesed. Chazal darshin afilu rosho hu betech b'Hashem chesed yisoyvavenu. Even a rosho that has bitochen Hashem, he puts his trust in Hashem. I trust you, Hashem. I trust your chesed. I know you're not going to let me down. I know that your whole purpose that you created the world was just to do chesed. I know you're concerned about a pen and about gefilte fish. Not other fish is not good enough. You need gefilte fish. Anyway, and 75 cents and who knows what else? Chesed yisoyvavenu, even a rosho. That's a different life. What I get from Hashem is appreciated on a different level. Because it's not just the benefit, but it's the connection, it's the relationship, it's the closeness, it's the reliance, it's the thrill of being connected with the Bnei Olam. And once, many years ago, gave a session for teachers that were leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Budapest to start a day school. It was the first day school in Budapest for 40 years. And they were sort of having some training sessions that they should be prepared for the work they have to do. So I came in right before my session, and the previous speaker was still speaking, and he says, remember, don't mention Hashem, because God has been absent from Budapest for 40 years, as far as these purple people, the communists, were concerned. And therefore, they're not going to be able to hear it. I cringed, bit my tongue, and waited my turn to speak. And I got up and I said, with all due respect, I must tell you, not only do I believe that you have to mention Hashem, but you have to talk to them about having a relationship with Hashem, feeling close to Hashem, feeling being engaged in that loving relationship with Hashem, anila doidi v'doidi li, doidi li v'aniloi. We're in love together. He loves me and I love him. And despite the fact that I act in a way that doesn't look that I even know about him, but the love is there, it's deep, it's real, everybody has it. And despite the fact that he is behest upon him, and sometimes we in a communist country, we couldn't see him for 40 years, but he's there, he's meitzitz min ha-chalakim, mashkiach min ha-chaloitens, he's speaking through the windows to assure that we survive, to the extent that he finally had a rejuvenation of Yiddishkeit and they were bringing a day school to Budapest. So one of the teachers there asked me a question. Conversation was in Hebrew. What are you going to do if they laugh at you? I said, you know, I've been talking to secular, to non-religious audiences, maybe at the time it was for 30 years, and never about the relationship with Hashem, and no one has ever laughed, never. They're jealous. Everybody wants that relationship. Everyone wants a closeness with the creator, with the master, with the controller, with the one who put us in this world, with the one who gives us our purpose, who helps us fulfill that purpose, who gave us the formula to fulfill that purpose, to be able to be closer to him, connected to him, not just in the next world where it's Ayin Lo Ros, Lo Elokim Zulasecho, but even in this world, to feel that closeness, to feel that trust, to feel that love, to feel that relationship. Anyway, a postscript to this story was, after the first week of school, I speak to the person who's some guy in Borough Park was like, organizing this whole program. And he said, he didn't know about my conversation with his teachers. He said, but a funny thing happened this week. The first day of school, a six-year-old girl went home and she said, Mommy, Daddy, guess what? There's God in the world. And the family literally rejoiced. Everybody wants that. Anyway, how did I get so carried away, so far away? Anyway, but so the Sefer HaChinuch seems to say that the tachlis of the mitzvahs is to make us capable of receiving Hashem's HaTovah, capable of a relationship with Hashem, making us mukshar u'muchon lekabel HaTovah, and oz yetiv elov, now that we're capable, Hashem wants to give us. He wants to give us, it's all there, all the HaTovah is ready to go. All the chesed, infinite chesed, ki le'olam chastoy, is ready to be bestowed upon every single one of us. Tzadikim and Rishoyim, he recreates the world for everybody each day, but we have to be muchon u'muchshor. We have to be able to appreciate it, and the Torah makes us appreciate it. How does the Torah make us appreciate it? What does it do? As I'll say, at the tachlis of the mitzvahs, the darshan of posuk imras Hashem tzrufa, Lo nitlo hamitzvus elo litzaref b'henes habriyo. It's a medrash rabba in Parshas Lech Lecha. The mitzvahs are only given to refine human character, to take out the impurities, to make us godly, to make us godly. If we are godly, if we are pure in our character, if we are kanun, verachum, erech hapayim, rav chesed, and all of the midas of Hashem, we can connect with Hashem. We can identify with Hashem. If I'm a pathological liar, and you're a person of truth, can we have a relationship? We can't. I mean, I could, you couldn't. It doesn't work. If I'm an achzor, a cruel wretch, and you're a kind, loving, caring, sensitive person, what kind of relationship do we have? We can't connect. We don't have the clay kibble, we don't have the basis to have a relationship. The relationship is built upon the fact that we are like Hashem. The mitzvahs are given to remove the impurities and to elevate us, to be godly. Haskel v'yodeo isi, to know Hashem, ki ani Hashem isi chesed, mishpo, dutstoko, ba'oretz, ki ba'ele chofatzti. And why am I chofatzti? Why do I want these things? So that you should be mukhshor u'mukhon lekabel v'teva. That's what it's all about. It's all about refining our character. It's all about perfecting ourselves. It's all about making ourselves more like Hashem, feeling godliness so that we can connect with Hashem. We can't appreciate Hashem's chesed unless we do chesed. Now, it's true. If he gave me $1 million, I can appreciate the $1 million. But I can't appreciate the chesed because I don't know what chesed is. I can't relate to chesed because I don't do chesed. I'm not a baal chesed. But if I can relate to chesed, and then Hashem gives me, he gave my daughter 75 cents. To this day, 40 years later, my whole family is so appreciative of that 75 cents and the stories that we tell because of it. It wasn't the 75 cents. It was the gift. The gefilte fish was so delicious. Not just because it was delicious gefilte fish. I think it was. I have a vague memory. Those memories fade in a day, in a minute, as soon as it's over. But the chesed Hashem. The chesed Hashem. Double chesed. Number one, I'm walking along, and 2 minutes after, my wife says she has no fish, we get this gefilte fish. And then years later, when that meshugan in the back, no, where is he over there? The one, you know, the guy who asked that question, I'm just joking, nothing personal. That guy has, wait, where's gefilte fish? What a story I had to tell him. Yeah, you want gefilte fish? I have gefilte fish too. Hashem, it's all him. He cares about my stories, he cares about my 75 cents, he cares about my gefilte fish, he cares about my daughter's pen, he cares about everything. But if I don't, I'll tell you another story. This one's more than 75 cents. We're living again still in Los Angeles, many years ago. And we had a small base medrash. We used to send everybody away because LA was not the place to yeshiva bochrim to be. A small token base medrash, and about 6 of our graduates were back for the summer. And they had already learned yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael in New York. And they said they'd be willing to stay in the Beis Medrash this year to learn. But there was a condition. And the condition was not only would I have to give a shiur, which I used to do anyway, but I have to spend the whole morning Seder in the Beis Medrash, the whole first Seder. I said, I don't know how I could agree to that. I owed a few $100,000 from previous years. I had to raise another few $100,000 for this year. And I have so many other responsibilities in teaching in the high school and here and there. How can I make such an, I says, give me 24 hours. I don't like to make a rash decision. I go home and I ask my wife. She says, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the third parak. Omer Reb Nechudi ben Hakona, ha-mekabel olav oil teira, ma'avir mer ol malchus ve'ol derech eretz. If you accept the old Torah, then the burden of Malchus, which to me was the taxes, the payroll taxes, government, the derech eretz and making money, is going to be removed miraculously. I'm a Kabul. Next morning, I go back and I tell the Chevra, Rosh Chodesh Elul, I'm in the Beis Medrash the whole morning. That night, I meet a man, says, my father wants to talk to you. I call his father, says, I have somebody in one of my buildings who I think you might be able to help. this, he's this, he's sick, he has no family and this. So we went in, we helped him, we cleaned up his apartment, we this, we got him food, da, 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 da. The kids, he was very appreciative, he wrote a will, he passed away about a month later, left the yeshiva $1 million. Now, I gotta tell you something. The $1 million I ate up very quickly. In fact, I met the guy the year later, he says, where's the money? Where's the money? What do you think? I was gonna sit and look at it. You know, you can paste it on the wall, you can put the dollar bill on the wall, you know, this is my first $1 million. So, but the story, the memory, the appreciation of the Chesed Hashem, the relationship that was able to be built with Hashem based on 75 cents and gefilte fish and a pen for my daughter and 1,000, if not 100,000 other things and $1 million. That's here today. I feel that today now. This is my Gadi, Kirvas Elikim LeToiv. $1 million is nothing today. It's not worth very little. But Kirvas Elikim, Hashem's smiling at me. Hashem's involved with my life. Hashem cares about me. I'm a Kabbalah LeToiv, and the next day sends me the vehicle to bring $1 million. Or the 75 cents. Or whatever it is. Oy. There's nothing like that. And the mitzvahs are to create that status of muchon, muchshor umuchon lekabel hatoiva, that we should be capable of appreciating Hashem. If we don't have the mitzvahs, if we don't become more godly, if we don't make ourselves pure in our midos, if we don't imrash Hashem tzurufa lo nitna hamitzvahs elo tzareif benes abriyos, to remove the impurities and to become, to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mahu rachum mefato rachum, mahu chanun mefato chanun, mahu erech hapayim, b'chulei, b'chulei. If we don't do that, then we're not muchon and muchshor lekabel l'toivo. Yeah, I could take $1 million, but I can't feel that relationship because I don't know what chesed is myself. I myself am not about chesed. I myself am not about rachamim. I myself am not about hatova. And I can't relate to one who is, even though he does it to me. This is the tachlis. And this is really what it's all about. It comes out almost as if that what the way we earn Hashem's hatova, and the way it's not nama de kisufa, it's not embarrassing, I earned it. How did I earn it? I earned it by making myself roy lekabel hatova. By making myself muchon u'muchshor lekabel hatoiva. That's the tachlis. That's what we have to do. We have to refine our character so that Hashem should be able to give us good in a way that we will appreciate the good and appreciate the goodness of the giver of the good. And we'll be able to forge that relationship with Him, which is the key to our existence. And let's face it, in this world, we all need a lot of chizuk. Life is challenging. We never know what challenges are going to befall us, what difficulties we're going to have to face. But the strength to stand up to anything in this world, the normal and the not so normal, the pleasant and the not so pleasant, the innocent and the not so innocent, and the painful and the dangerous, all comes as a factor of our relationship with Hashem. And that relationship is so important, is so precious. I'd like to share with you something else that I think is very significant. It's really my theme song, and I'm going to spare you, I'm not going to sing it. But I have a question that I've asked many times. I probably asked it in this Bismedrash too. If you ask anyone in the world, what do they want more than anything else? The universal answer is, after all the jokesters and the troublemakers finish whatever they may say, is to be happy. Everyone wants happiness. It's universal. Happiness is the thing that everyone universally, it's the common denominator to all of humanity. Everyone wants to be happy. Now, some people have strange ideas about how to be happy, what makes them happy. You know what the Meshulach once told me? It says we read four psukim in Megillas Esther with the tune of Eicha. What's that? We read the tune of Eicha on Purim is such a happy day. It says there are some people that can only be happy if they have something to be miserable about. So we read those four psukim to remind them that we have something to be miserable about too, so b'meila they can be happy also. But everyone wants to be happy. If everyone wants to be happy, and more money, and more time, and more effort, more energy, and more payments to psychotherapists to spend on the pursuit of happiness, how come the world is not such a happy place? By all the rates, by all the statistics, even by the rates that the mental health professionals can charge, how come it looks like this world is not a happy place? We're all pursuing happiness, and it seems not to be found so readily. And I thought of a brilliant answer, if I do say so myself. The answer must be that they don't know what they're looking for. If you don't know what you're looking for, you can literally trip on it and you won't even realize. What's the definition of happiness? We have a Loshon HaKodesh. In Loshon HaKodesh, the three-letter root of the word defines the concept. Not so in other languages. This is a table because somebody decided to call it a table. This is a book because somebody decided to call it a book. By convention, they call that. But Loshon HaKodesh is based upon the essence of the word. The three-letter Sheirish is the language of HaKodesh Baruch Hu that tells us the essence of the Bria. You know, for example, Aleph Zayin Nun, Ozen, that in Loshon HaKodesh, that means balance. What's the word for a scale in Loshon HaKodesh? Moznayim. Moznayim is because there's balance. But there's another word which has the same Sheirish as Aleph Zayin Nun, and seemingly has nothing to do with balance. What's that? The ear. Until somebody about 300 years ago discovered that the middle ear is the organ of balance. A person has a severe earache, an infection or something there can affect the person's balance. So the sheirish is always, those three letters perform the sheirish of the word, they always implant that meaning whenever they use them. I had one wish, to sit bebeis Hashem. Lachzois b'noyam Hashem, to bask in the noyam Hashem, and that the pleasant countenance of Hashem. That's what he wanted. What did David HaMelech say about one who sits b'beis Hashem? We said it already twice today. Ashrei yishmei beisecha. Happy is the one who sits in Hashem's house. That means that Osher, Aleph Shin Reish, is maybe the highest form of happiness. What's the sheirish of the word Osher? What's that? Somebody must have heard this speech before. Validation. Oh, a Ishur is a validation. You validate the passport. Validation. Happiness is about feeling good about oneself. That's what it's all about. Just feeling good about myself. Pleasure does not equal happiness. You know why? Because when I need all of the outside pleasures, when I can't function for 2 minutes without having something from the outside taken in, whether it's a drink or whether it's a food or whether it's a technology or whatever it may be, and I can't function for 5 minutes without it or 2 minutes without it, or some would even say 2 seconds without it, that says I'm not happy. That says I'm trash. I don't feel good about myself. I need to fill the void with everything that comes my way, with every pleasure. But the pleasures don't fill the void, because the pleasures go right back out as soon as they're over. Not that they do very much when they're there either, but then we can fool ourselves. So if we think that pleasure equals happiness, and all we're doing is pleasurizing ourselves, then we're undermining the happiness. What's the ultimate validation? Feeling good about myself. The Torah brings the ultimate validation for two reasons. Just what we said here this morning. Number one, if a person doesn't have a sense of purpose in this world, he can't feel good about himself. What am I doing here? What's the point? It's hard, it's difficult, there's challenges, there's problems, Torah says I have a purpose. Without a purpose, people might as well not be here. Purpose. I have a purpose. And I know that this is my true purpose because it was given to me by the manufacturer, by the creator himself. At Har Sinai, he revealed to us the purpose of creation. So now I know my purpose. And my purpose is to make myself muchon u'muchshor u'muchon lekabalat toiva, to make myself godly, to make myself great. Wow. I have a purpose, and my purpose is to be like Hashem. You know what I feel about myself? Oh, I didn't realize who I was. Godliness. Godliness. That's what I could be. That's my potential. Do you know, I heard once a beautiful, actually heard it from the Rosh Yeshiva, and I also heard it from Chaim Shmulevitz, the same idea. When it says, Kedoshim Tiyu, so there's a Sifri that says, Yochul Kamoini, you might think you should be as holy as Hashem, Talmud Lemar Ani Hashem Elokeichem, not quite. So they both pointed, I said, there's a Havamina that if the Torah said, be holy, you might think you should be just like Hashem. Yes, there is such a Havamina. Chazal say that when the Malochim saw Adam HaRishon, they wanted to be Tzeleloi Bosor and Yayin. They wanted to treat him like a god. They wanted to say the following words to Adam HaRishon: Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos, Meloi Cholo Oretz Kivoidoi. That's what they thought of Adam HaRishon. That's what a human being is. That's Adam HaRishon. Kodem Achet. But Tzelem Elikim still exists. It's alive and well. So, if I mold myself in the image of Hashem, I become a more godly person. Oy, how valid I feel. I'm fulfilling my purpose, and my purpose is the highest level of human elevation. A mission of turning myself into a godly being. What could be more satisfying? What could be more validating than that? So, we have a job. Job's not easy. It's a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. But we know what it is. It was revealed to us at Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, Hashem spoke directly to Klal Yisrael. At Har Sinai, the Torah tells us He spoke directly to Moshe Rabbeinu and appointed him as the official Novi Hashem, so that the whole Klal Yisrael should know that the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu will convey from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in fact the Torah Hashem. We have this Torah. We know what our purpose is. And our purpose is refining our character. Our purpose is making ourselves muchon u'muchshor, making ourselves capable of receiving all the hatovah and all the chesed that Hashem wants to give us. If that can't make us happy, I don't know, then maybe we have some more serious problems. But for most of us, in the pale of normal human psychology, in the extent of your normal human psychology, that should really make us happy. That should really give us a sense of meaning and purpose in our lives. And that's what we have to do. And by the way, that's why Limud HaTorah is so important. Without learning, it doesn't happen. The learning is what brings us closer to Hashem. When we learn, we're learning on Menas Lasos. And even though we're not learning a sugya that we're going to decide halacha lemaisa from it, we're learning the tools of eventually being able to figure out what is it that Hashem wants from us and to live our lives accordingly. Al Menas Lasos. And that creates the greatest shibut to Hashem. A shibut creates a desire to identify with the Mishabed. That's a Sifri at the end of Parshas Bahar. We don't have time for that now. And through the learning, we uplift ourselves. We inspire ourselves. And I'd like to leave you with just one quick thought about how the Sefer HaChinuch felt about Limud HaTorah. How much he appreciated this opportunity that he had to be able to learn. You know, in one of the mitzvahs he writes, what's there, a mouse? What? This is not a mouse. Anyway, so the Yetzer Hara has many forms. I guess that's also a form. The kids are like this. Hello, hello, hello. We're almost finished. In the Sefer HaChinuch, he writes that he's writing the Taimei HaMitzvos, what he calls Tamba Toeles, to teach to his children and his friends. He gave it to his son for a bar mitzvah present. they should have a geschmack, an appreciation of the mitzvahs. And in one mitzvah, he almost says he doesn't know what to write. But he says he's afraid. Because if I don't have tam b'toelis in all the mitzvahs, I'm afraid that my son and his friends are going to go off the derech. They'll think the Torah is a sefer chosum. And then he says, "Pen yivatu bohemi tochach ben arusam v'yelchu la'oil v'yanichum la'oilum v'yelchu la'hevel." They're going to reject them in their youth and forsake them forever and join the foolishness of the world. And this was in the house of a rishon. And this was 500 years ago when there was no Beis HaMikdash that every day they come and say, "Oh, why can't I bring Seor Udvash?" That was the mitzvah that he was talking about. And this was a person who explained Tam B'Toelis to every other mitzvah. But he was afraid if he didn't explain one, his kid will go permanently off the derech. That was his fear. Comes to the mitzvah of Por Aduma, and he gets paralyzed. He says, Shlomo HaMelech thought he could understand it. Choshavti ech kamo v'hirachoyka v'meni. I thought I would get smart and understand Por Aduma, and Shlomo HaMelech gave up. The Chochem Mikol Odom couldn't understand it. What am I going to do? Chazal says, it's a medrash that says, L'cho ani megale. The Tam for Por Aduma is only going to be revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody else. So the Chinuch is paralyzed. He says, I can't even dare to come up with a Tam, a reason, and a toeles and a benefit of this mitzvah Por Aduma. Then all of a sudden he does. He writes something. And he apologizes at the end and says, I'm not sure. This is not really Dvorim Kvuim. I don't know about what I wrote. But Chibas HaKodesh. He says, the love of Dvorim Shebekdusha of Torah and desire to understand its secrets forced my pen to write. It moved my pen. I couldn't control myself. I was paralyzed. The fact that my son and his friends are going off the derech was not enough to extricate me from my paralysis. But what happened? The Chibas HaKodesh! This is Teres Hashem. I must understand it. There's one piece. Por Aduma Shleim HaMelech didn't understand it. Chazal say only Moshe Rabbeinu is going to understand it. Nobody else. But I can't stop. Chibas HaKodesh v'cheshek l'ohovi b'nistorois. It just forced me to write something. That's the Avas HaTorah that he had. That's because the Torah is so choshev. Because every nuance, every kutzah shel yud of the Torah is the Dvar Hashem. Torah miSinai. The blueprint of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Takel V'Raiso Bor Alma. This is the world is created according to the blueprint of the Torah. This is what life is all about. This is what teaches us how to be Mukhshar U'Muchol, U'Muchon, the Kabel, all the Teva that Hashem wants to give us. And the love of the Sefer HaChinuch was so intense that he couldn't control himself. His child's life on the line, he couldn't do it. He was paralyzed. Shleim HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Chibas HaKodesh and the Cheshek Lehovin Benistorois. When we see such a dogma, it has to inspire us to elevate that Chibas HaKodesh to some extent. Just seeing the extent of that uncontrollable love should be for us a lesson and should inspire us. And the Torah can give us that. And when we have this Chibas HaKodesh and we involve ourselves in learning, and we learn to be mishabed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we follow all of the mitzvahs, and we make ourselves mukhshar u'muchon lekabel kol ha'teva, the hatova, the chesed that Hashem will give us because we can appreciate it. He could give us a 75 cents, he could give us a pen, he could give us $1 million, but if we don't appreciate it, then the ikar chesed we missed. It's the hatovo, it's the hashkocha protis, it's the love that it expresses, it's the caring that I care about you, that makes all the difference. And that we learn to prepare ourselves for through the Limud HaTorah. And the more that we can have that cheshit for learning, and the more that we could have that chibas HaKodesh, that love of learning, it's to that extent that we prepare ourselves, that we can be zoiche to all of the hatovo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. And the next time we say the Pasuk, Hoidu LaHashem Ki Toiv, Ki LaOilom Chasdoi, we'll realize that the same chesed with which he created Adam HaRishon, created a whole world for Adam HaRishon, is the same chesed that's alive and well today in the life of each and every one of us. And that feeling can be so uplifting, can be so inspiring, can be so strengthening, can be such a sense of kibbutz elikim l'tov, as David HaMelech said, that it can dwarf all the pleasures, all the thrills, all the competition. There's no competition out there. This is the only thing that can really, truly satisfy us. Hashem should help. We should be able to grow in learning. We should be able to grow in shmiras ha-mitzvahs. We should be able to grow in the chibas ha-kodesh and the cheshek lehomed min historis. And we should be zeicha to see a generation of yireim u'shleimim, loimdei Torah, marbitzei Torah, and people who can truly say that haskel v'yodeo, you see, they have fulfilled the ultimate praiseworthy tachlis.